Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. We're also brought to you by Wine Tasting Driver. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. We're also brought to you by Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin County for over 60 years. Coming up, we'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 23-20 win over the Rams that improved San Francisco to 5-6. And the whole situation with the Niners not having a home. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. It was an awesome PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, won by Colin Morikawa. We'll always remember the shot he hit on the 16th hole. And now the course is open to the public. And if you're a resident of San Francisco, visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, Steve, coming off the bye, the San Francisco 49ers, they got healthier and they got a huge win, even though they had distractions wondering about where they're going to play. And we'll answer that question a little bit later. But they come away with a dramatic victory in Los Angeles against the Rams to sweep them this season. It was kind of an ugly game. They had 7 combined turnovers, but the Niners came through in the clutch on defense and offense at the end of the game.
They really did. Got a great win. I mean, a really good win. And as you said, not the best looking game with all the turnovers, but a lot of good performances by a number of individuals and collectively by the whole team. Really?
Absolutely. And especially, I mean, the player of the game was Deebo Samuel. He had 11 catches, 133 yards, basically won the game on the last drive. So physical, breaking tackles. And you know, Steve, that Kyle Shanahan doesn't really hand out compliments that often. And he said he was one of the best players I've been around. So, wow.
I know.
Actually, here is Kyle Shanahan talking about Deebo Samuel.
I can't tell you how good Deebo was today. I mean, it's just, I always mess with him because I'm a very soft compliment type of guy. You've never arrived. You always get better. So Deebo's got a lot to work on. But he's one of the best football players I've been around. I mean, it doesn't matter how good it is or how good it looks. He's going to get it done. Some of those plays that he made in the first half, I mean, the big run that he had on the same run that he had last time, just the physicality he plays with, being able to go to him. And that's all we were trying to do there on the last drive, just especially to get into field goal range, just throw a kick, quick one to Deebo. And he came through every single time. And the way he blocked, the way he ran, the other time he got down there and got a field goal, I think, in the third quarter, he started off with a 6-yard throw where Deebo ran through some people. So I love that guy, but he's got to still keep getting a lot better at everything else.
That was I did hear that on the radio today, and that was very obviously a great compliment. But when I was listening, it was on KCBS when I heard it this morning, this afternoon, whatever it was, and it was kind of posed, whoever was doing it. I don't remember if it was Kevin the Rat, but like he was posing it like who was the player of the game, and honestly, in my head, player of the game was Jimmy Ward.
He was great too. Yeah.
I mean, that's what popped into my head. He was spectacular.
Forcing two fumbles. Yeah.
Forced two fumbles. And he was right where he was supposed to be at a number of times, you know, filling his gap. And anyway, it was a team win. It was a team effort. And always a good one when it's against the Rams.
Yeah, you know what I love about this team, Steve, and there are a lot of teams around the NFL like this, but, I mean, the 49ers are close to the top as far as being a physical team. I mean, when you think about, you know, you've got right now missing Kittle, who's so physical, but when you get Deebo Samuel back, the way he breaks tackles and goes after people, yeah. And then you mentioned on defense to have Ward, the way he hits, he's not Ronnie Lott. Nobody's Ronnie Lott, but he, in today's game where they don't allow you to hit very much, he like is that. Physical. Yeah, he hits people.
He does, very physical. And the way Deebo was running with the ball, bringing that Kittle attitude with him, I was like, this is good stuff. And even though he didn't play much yesterday or carry the ball much, I still think the difference maker is Raheem.
Oh, I totally agree.
There's an element of size, speed, quickness that we've been missing. We kind of had to run a game going, but didn't really in the second half. Obviously, the Rams turned it up at halftime and got that defense going, and unfortunately got number 99 going.
Exactly. Aaron Donald,
Aaron Donald, thank you. I think offensively, he's the difference maker, overall. Just if the threat of the running game can be there, we're better.
Oh, I totally agree. And, yeah, I mean, I kind of felt that way coming in. Once I saw Mostert's going to play in the game, I thought it would be a big difference. But you look at a stat sheet, Steven, it doesn't tell the story because he only had 43 yards rushing. Same thing with Wilson. They didn't have a big day running the ball. But, I mean, the impact they made, like you said, the speed they have, the way there's that threat now that wasn't really there before.
Yeah, it just makes you think about it defensively. You have to defend it, and it just opens up so many other people. And one of those that comes to mind is, and I even commented to Tina watching the game yesterday, is Jordan Reed.
Yeah,
I mean, how about adding Jordan Reed with Kittle? Another weapon, a good route runner, seems like, and a natural pass catcher. I know we talked about him a few weeks ago, when he made that spectacular catch, like off the shoe tops. But Raheem, I think he's the difference maker.
He is. I mean, you know, you think about the depth of this team, Steve. It's pretty amazing, you know, to beat a Rams team that's at the top of the division, and you're sitting there 4-6 coming in, the Niners. You don't have your starting quarterback in Jimmy G. You don't have Kittle, like you said. You've been missing all these pieces all year, the defensive line, everything. And you win a game like this, it just says something about the depth. I mean, you look at the defense, they've had six of their starters from the opening game that are not playing in this game, yet they play a really good game and beat a really good team.
Depth and character showed yesterday what they can do. I was going to ask you, did you, I know you watched it on, you don't get to watch it live, obviously, you're watching it on replay, but did you notice the scroll of names that Fox showed of, like, all the guys that were on IR?
It
had to be on this, like, fast scroll because it was so damn long.
I did see that. And I got to tell you, it was interesting to find out about a game. I'm sitting on a plane. I'm on the plane waiting to take off, and the Niners game is down to the last seconds for that field goal, and I can't watch it. I can't get it on any app. I'm checking it out Yeah, on the CBS app where it's not video. I'm just looking at each play, and I'm waiting to see, like, when are they going to kick this field goal? And then finally it just says good, and, you know, having that much excitement of just looking at your phone without even seeing video, you know, just looking at text was pretty interesting.
Well, you probably heard me screaming at Kyle through the television to call timeout again because –
down to the wire. They to have enough time to kick the field goal.
Just like in the beginning of the drive, just they had a big play. They had a Debo play, the slant. He makes the long run. Like, don't huddle up and slow the game down. You got. I know you don't want to score too soon, but. God, you got the Rams on their heels. Go for the jugular right there and go for the touchdown.
Yeah, I see what you're saying because he had 24 yards to Samuel. And then they spent about 40 seconds before they ran the next play.
Yeah. You gave them a chance to catch their breath and just stick the dagger in now.
Yeah, they went 30. I want to say 32 seconds, actually. Something like that.
It was a lot, and then they huddled again after that play. Nobody can hear you. They don't call timeouts like they used to. I said, well, they need to learn.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Steve. Somebody was telling me, and I agree with this, that every team should have a coordinator of timeouts, and you know, just being a clock management person. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that doesn't really exist. But if you just had somebody who's only focusing on that.
And actually that scenario came up. The reason I never did it under George, because George had asked me to do it basically after I was finished playing, because I was still hoping to play in 2000 and it didn't work out. But George had asked me to fly to every game and, you know, help him with George Seifert, that is, with managing the clock and all that kind of stuff. But my point is that the Broncos tried to take one of their coaches off and use them and sign them.
I saw that because they had no quarterbacks. Yeah.
And because they had no quarterbacks, but it's always been something you can't do because teams, they have always felt with stash extra players on the coaching staff.
And then they could activate them, right?
Exactly.
I don't know why you can't do that, but anyway.
Yeah, especially in 2020, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody needs an extra something right now.
Speaking of COVID, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan, after the win over the Rams, talked about how much pride he has in his team winning this game, even though they've had a lot of distractions lately.
What our team went through here in these last really 2 weeks, our week off with how COVID hit us in our week off, and then yesterday, just the stuff that they found out in a very awkward spot for us, and just I can't be more proud of our team. I mean, what they've gone through all year, but especially these last 2 weeks, and especially these last 24 hours. I did have a lot of concern because of some of the stuff all of us and our families have been dealing with, and I can't tell you how proud I am of those guys, how they went out there and fought, and not all of it was perfect, but their heart and energy and everything was, and I couldn't ask for any more from those guys.
Here's what Shanahan said about the defensive effort in L.A.
I'm so impressed. I mean, they were amazing all game. They were amazing last time we played them. You know, the game, it was the exact type of game that we were hoping for. You know, just early in the week from a game plan standpoint and knowing we had to run the ball and do all those things, and we wanted to make it kind of a grimy type game. When we had those three turnovers on offense, though, it's very tough to win that type of game. And that's what was, you know, that's what made us so close. But when the defense ends up getting four turnovers, then it gives you a chance to spite that. So I can't say enough about those guys and the staff.
We'll have more with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your 2-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information.
When it's time for new tires, you want the lowest prices and the best service, don't you? Well, Kane's Tire in Sandersville has you covered on both. Kane's has the lowest prices in Marin County, and they provide the warm and welcoming service that you can only receive from a family-run business. And this is a dependable family business that's been around for 61 years. Voted best of Marin for 35 years in a row, Kane's prices beat Costco's prices every time. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street in San Rafael. Give him a call at 415-453-2942. That's 415-453-2942 for Kane's Tire.
The Niners had a 17-3 lead, and then things started to unravel there late in the third quarter. And really, you could put it on one guy, Aaron Donald, who really is a future Hall of Famer. Yeah. He took over. He forces that fumble by Mostert, which was amazing in itself, the way he was on the other side of the line and came over, forced the fumble that turned into a touchdown. And then the next play on the next drive for the Niners, he sacks Mullins for a big loss. I mean, he's just totally taking over the game at that point.
Yeah. He tips the ball early on in the game for the interception.
Yeah.
They had, on the telecast, they were talking about him quite a bit, you know, no tackles for two games. And then that was all done, said and done pretty quickly. Because he did take over. I mean, and on that sack, he gets McGlinchey to overset on him and just comes up underneath. I mean, with serious quickness. And another time he just split the two of them are blocking him and he just splits them. I think that time Mullins gets rid of the ball, but he takes a pretty good hit.
Yeah, he did. And, I mean, yeah, so you got to give him credit. And then the momentum really changed. And the next thing you knew, all of a sudden, it was 20-17 Rams before you knew it.
Yeah, the Niners were on their heels. And you know, I'm like, you know, run the ball, Kyle, run the ball. But we just didn't have it going at that point, you know. You don't necessarily want to throw the ball because you're stopping the clock, but they couldn't establish any sort of drives at all at that point. I mean, we kept going. I think we went three and out. Jeez. Three times in a row, maybe four, maybe one of them in there might have been a fumble. So we never really established much until the end. And that final drive was spectacular. It was like 10 or 11 plays.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, the defense did step up because after the Rams took the lead, you know, the defense stepped up big time in the Rams' next couple of possessions there.
Possessions. And one, I think, was they both actually might have been three and out.
Yeah, I think one of them was three and out. Another one, maybe just they got one first down. But, I mean, like you said, Ward was playing. And how about Richard Sherman in his return? He was playing physical. He looked really healthy. He had an interception, and he was knocking people around.
He did. Came up and filled his lanes as well and made some very nice tackles, I thought. Everett on the other side, same thing. They, you know, when they're playing cover two like that, you know, those guys have to force those outside runs back inside. And I thought both corners did a nice job.
And then you have Kerry Hyder had a couple of sacks. Givens had that.
Well again.
Yeah, Givens had the pressure of Goff that led to the Kinlaw pick. And how about Javon Kinlaw? Tell us about what you thought of that pick six that he had. It looked like he kind of dropped back into coverage for the big guy.
It almost seemed like that was part of it for him to, you know, almost like a zone read, and he was dropping back into coverage. I mean, I think he just read it though.
Yeah, he did. I mean, Kevin Givens gets the credit there because he's the one who pressured Goff made him make that bad throw.
Exactly. Yeah.
And these are guys who were not around at the beginning of the year. Kentavious Street, you know, I mean, all those guys are just guys that have come along in the middle of the season. And of course, you know, Kinlaw's a rookie, but he's getting better and better.
And Givens was here last year, but I think got hurt early on, if I remember correctly.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And he looked, you know, he looked promising last year, I thought. So it's nice to see him out there.
Yeah, I mean, and even when you had an injury and Jamar Taylor went out, and I guess they think it's an ACL, but they don't know yet about that.
Yeah,
unfortunate.
It looked like it. It looked like it.
But then you have Emmanuel Mosley, who's been like sort of in and out of the lineup, and he made a big play on coverage.
Play.
Yeah, he was playing tight.
There at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to the overall team, but and I'm telling you, Robert Saleh now. He is really looking good for a head coaching job, isn't he? The way he's coaching defense now,
he is. You know, it'll be interesting to see if he gets that chance. I've been around him a little bit, and he seems to have the personality to be a head coach. So hopefully he does get it. Some guys, they get the hype to be the head coach as a coordinator, but they might not have that mentality or that personality to be one. I think we just saw the failure of one of those in Detroit.
Patricia, yeah.
Yeah. It just never seemed to be that personality. I think Saleh is. But Patricia never seemed to me to have that mentality or personality to be a head coach.
Well, it was an eventful weekend when you think about it. I mean, you had one of the Thanksgiving games postponed. Then you get to Saturday the Lions fire their coach. What's that?
That game's now moved to Wednesday night.
It's moved to Wednesday. Yeah. The Ravens and the Steelers.
Pittsburgh Ravens game.
Right. But then on Saturday, you know, not only are you hearing about that game getting moved, and not only are you hearing about the Broncos having all of their quarterbacks on the COVID list, so they don't have a quarterback, you hear about the 49ers not having a place to play because they cannot play in Santa Clara County. So now they're going to play in Arizona. How much of a distraction, Steve, do you think it is? I mean, obviously they won this game. They put that aside. But for this team, and I know that Kyle Shanahan wasn't happy about not knowing about this
or not getting
answers. That had to be tough.
That had to be really tough when you he was saying I had players and girlfriends, wives asking me about it on the plane. that was to me really unnerving, and I think that's what Kyle was most proud of in listening to the interview today. I think his point of thank goodness we have a Monday night game, so we have a couple extra days of to kind of sort this all out. Because I'm assuming, and I probably shouldn't assume. That they're basically moving down there and creating a bubble for the next 6 weeks.
I would think so because they have back-to-back home games, Bills on a Monday night, and then
Monday
Washington,
night, and then,
which they were fortunate because the Cardinals are playing on the road against the Giants on December the 13th. So that stadium there in Phoenix and Glendale is available. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe they just stay there in a bubble.
Because, I mean, I don't know if the rules – say that they can't practice here.
They can't practice here. They cannot practice.
I didn't
in Santa
think so.
Clara
so
County,
you got to go there and you got to go there and create the bubble. I'm assuming that's what they'll do.
Right.
I mean, weather-wise, it's going to be better than here now. Because I'm assuming like David or Shaw at Stanford, they'll probably go back to Woodside High School like they did in the beginning of training camp.
Yeah, if you can.
Because we in Santa Clara County were in purple then, and they couldn't practice, so they went up the street to Woodside High School.
Yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do, but it was super disappointing for Kyle Shanahan as far as the way that it was announced that Santa Clara County was pushing the 49ers out and made their COVID decision. Let's listen to what Kyle had to say to the media on Monday.
Oh, it was a very disappointing thing what we got yesterday. I just, our organization has been working their tails off since training camp with the county and trying to do this above and beyond all the NFL protocols, all the protocols they've asked for, whether it's masks, whether it's tracking, getting tested every single day. I don't think you can do possibly more than anyone in this country is, besides all the NFL teams, not just us. And we've been working with them as a partner, just trying to figure it out. And for us to be heading out here yesterday and the relationship we have with them, and for all of our players and coaches and everyone on that plane and our wives to find that out while we're getting on a plane and no one to tell us, I mean, it was just extremely disappointing. I got a lot of guys here who we can handle anything, and we understand how big of a deal this virus is, and we are, that's why we're so committed, and we feel that's why we feel like we've done it as good as we can, and not only protected ourselves, but also really protected our community. And that's why we think we would love to stay in our hometown, where our fans want us, and playing in Levi's with no people there and only people that have been tested every single day for the last 5 months. And I get it. They made that decision and we got to deal with it. But for them to find that out through a tweet or a press conference where I have an entire plane coming up to me, I have all wives, everyone's girlfriends, everyone's family members, kids saying that what they heard there, are we going to be gone for the entire month of December? Are we going to be quarantined for 14 days when we get back? I mean, that's all we could talk about for the last 18 hours because we got no answers from them. And I was just very disappointed and very proud of our guys that I couldn't give them the answers and they could put it to the side and come out and play like that. I got so much appreciation for our team and those players, and I'm very proud to be those guys' coach.
49ers Extra continues in just a moment. Planning a trip to wine country? Do it the safe way and hire a driver from Wine Tasting Driver. They are a group of fun-loving, wine-loving people who are social, friendly, and looking to show you around wine country. Whether you're visiting Napa or Sonoma Valley, their guides are here to share knowledge, laughter, and conversations about wine or anything else in between. They're not the stuffy polyester suit-wearing limousine driver that detaches from the group. They are right in the middle of it with you during your car ride, between stops, and of course, available to help throughout the day. From running errands to picking up lunch, they'll make sure you have the best time possible. So give Wine Tasting Driver a call at 707-681-7050. That's 707-681-7050. Or go to winetastingdriver.com.
Hi, I'm Mark McLennan at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street. Where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Let's talk about the Bills. They're going back to the place where they had the nightmarish ending, the Kyler Hale Murray pass, because that was in Arizona, and that was just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
and now they're going back there to play the 49ers.
There and play there. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you what, Steve. I just worked on the Bills game in Buffalo on Sunday, and this is a really good team. I mean, they're 8-3. Yeah. They beat a Chargers team that doesn't deserve to have the record it has. And, I mean, the Bills are a pretty complete team. It's not going to be easy for the Niners.
Yeah, and they seem to be playing really well, and Allen's playing well.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen them a lot, but just watching highlights of so far this season, they look to be really good.
And it's interesting when you're facing Allen, because, I mean, this guy has a great arm. He can really throw it. He's gotten better with his accuracy, I think. But as a runner, you know, the 49ers have faced all these different, you know, Russell Wilson types or Kyler Murray and the guys who are elusive. But Allen is a bruising runner, and they really don't have a great rushing attack other than him. But he's tough because once he starts running, he's hard to bring down.
Yeah, but it helps. Obviously on Sunday against Goff, they didn't have to worry about the running so much, but the defensive line is getting better, getting healthier for the Niners. They're able to get home with four rushers, allowing the linebackers and defensive backs to play zone behind it again, which helps with the protection or the run stopping the run stopping of running quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, if they can, there's more eyes on the quarterback when they're playing zone than when they're playing man to man. So if they can get home with just four rushers, they'll be much better off.
Yeah, that'll be a big key.
As we were on Sunday.
Yeah, so that should really be a big key in the game.
Yeah.
And then these receivers that Allen has. Stephon Diggs is one of the top receivers in the NFL right now. And Beasley's also having a really good year for Buffalo.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley.
They seem to be coming together well with Allen I forget who was talking about it. I don't watch many of the pregame shows, but was flipping channels, and actually I think it was Boomer Esiason, and he was talking about Tampa and Brady and, you know, and all the receivers in Tampa, the good receivers, but that they didn't really have an off season. And he basically was saying that, you know, you just can't replace that time together. You know, thousands of routes and throws, for the timing. My point is that these guys in Buffalo now, you know, they've been together for a couple of years now with Allen, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that. And, you know, they might have a little bit of an Achilles heel actually on their defensive side because they haven't stopped the run all that well for most of the season. Last game, not bad. You know, they held the Chargers down a little bit. But that might be where the Niners, if they can, like you said, the key is Mostert and Wilson, too, being healthy now. Maybe they get that running game going.
It hopefully better overall than yesterday. They're going to need it. To play keep away. It got started yesterday. Hopefully it continues in a week, next Monday night.
Do you think it matters much that they're playing in Arizona? I mean, everything's been so wacky this year anyway. Yeah. You don't have fans in the stands. Does it matter?
There's no 12th man. No. Doesn't matter.
So once they get settled in, it's not really as much of a distraction as maybe you would think, right?
I don't think so. Not this year. There's been, you know, so many distractions that another one like this, I don't think it's really going to matter. And if they can get set up down there in a hotel bubble, you know, the whole team, basically everybody that's there. That can create for some pretty good camaraderie.
Yeah, and they're back in the hunt. I mean, they are back in the hunt, which is pretty amazing when you look at the way things were going. But I mean, they start stringing together some more wins here, they're going to be right in the thick of it.
I hope so. But a couple, you know, tough one obviously next week, and you know, Washington. Yeah, they're record-wise are not great, but with Alex playing, they're a better team.
Yeah, and they won on Thanksgiving again. They beat up the Cowboys, so they're looking better, and they're trying to win a division. So,
exactly.
Crazy division. All right, Steve. Well, hey, looking forward to this game on Monday night, and can't wait to talk about it next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next week after the Monday night game against the Buffalo Bills. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.